and this is podcast host Jim Zuris at the annual Wellness and Chronic Care Management event for Senior Home Advocates. Actually, the event's just wrapped up. Now I'm speaking with Patricia Van Haren of the law offices of Patricia Van Haren. Hello, Patricia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. You're an elder attorney. Tell me a little bit about your practice and the types of things that you do for your client.
That is correct. I am an estate planning attorney. Okay. I handle elder law. I also handle special needs law. We do wills, trusts, estate plan. I look at your advanced health care directives. What we do with our clients is we really want to put together a plan that's not just going to be there for you when you pass away to protect your heirs, but we want to look at ways to help you during your lifetime, looking at what are the funds that I need to carry on. So we work with people with young children all the way up to, we do a lot of work with seniors. We do some advanced Medicaid asset protection planning. If we've got somebody in a crisis situation, we need to get them qualified for Medi-Cal. Maybe we need to move things around. Okay. And we have a network of professionals that we like to work with to make sure that our clients are taken care of and that they have the funds for the care that they need.
Sure. Now, I'm very familiar with the trust, and I know that's key because one of the things I do in addition to this is I have a website that's called SysRep, and it's for real estate agents.
Oh, great.
They're always involved in the probate process and the value of the trust.
Right.
My folks passed away, unfortunately, about 3 years ago. They had a trust, and within a week, I was controlling things, and what a difference from what I hear in during podcasts of real estate agents trying to help clients when it goes to probate. It's huge, isn't it?
It is, and we do probate matters as well for people who have loved ones who have passed away that did not do that planning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are situations where I have a case that's in probate now where we have a single heir. It should have been a real easy process, but unfortunately, her parents had passed away without a will in place, without a trust in place. She's going to be spending a significant amount of money in these probate fees.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, she's getting a ton of solicitations from people that know that there's a house in this probate case,
right.
People who want to sell the house, and my office gets solicitations for her house as well. You know, and it's a childhood home that she'd like to keep, but probate is very invasive. It's very intrusive. It's a way to let everybody in the world know, hey, this is what my kids are going to get.
Yeah, it's definitely something you want to avoid. Now, the other thing that you mentioned, which I can relate to, and I wasn't involved in it at the time, but my dad passed away. My mom had a stroke, and they did some strategies that you're talking about, asset protection in the Medicaid
correct
space. Tell me a little bit more about that. What I saw is the trustee was the net of that. I know how important that is. So
yeah.
So summarize that part of your business, because that's huge.
Yes.
In terms of the need and importance.
Right.
Yeah.
So what we're doing, if we have a family that's in crisis, we know we have at least one of the spouses needs that long-term care. We want to take a look at what assets are there. Are there things that are going to be disqualifying assets? Obviously, we don't want to spend all these people's money on their health care. So we want to try to maximize any public benefits that they can possibly get. So we'll take a look. We'll sit down with the family. We'll discuss ways that we can, whether doing a transfer, a caregiver's agreement, moving things into, like you said, a trust. We do that follow through and make sure that the trust is properly funded. Those accounts are moved over. And really sit down and work with each individual family to make sure our solution and what we're proposing is the best for them.
That Medicaid, that movement.
Yes.
Because what happened is they were able to save the home
right
from the state because it was set up right, which made a huge difference, obviously, to the folks that inherited the home.
Yes.
Instead of the state coming in and saying, okay, sorry, we get to take that to pay for this Medicaid.
Right.
Am I simplifying the idea correctly?
You are.
Am I getting it right?
That is a great summary. And that is our goal, is to be able to leave your legacy to the children or to your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that can happen. Whereas a lot of times, if you need that option A, you can't qualify, or B, if they do pay it, they want to take their money back. And our goal is that we don't want to give that money back. You've earned that money. Your family's been invested in you. They've been invested in your assets. You want to leave a legacy to them. You certainly don't want to leave it to the state. So that's what we help the families do.
Great. Patricia, I appreciate you coming on the podcast. A listener wants to get in touch with you for any of the services that you offer. How do they do that? Give me your contact information.
Okay. You can reach me by phone at 949-891-0091, or you can look at our website. It's www.com. www.pcvestatelaw.com.
Great. Again, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.